This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there driving the big rigs, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center operators that are taking the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel for all those that need it, wherever they need it at. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as the Captain's America. That's Captain's America, C with an S in the middle, Captain and America. And you can find us on the web at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com on the web. And joining us right now from California, IA, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those 2 points, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Israel says that they see no new Iran nuclear deal before the November midterms. They're very concerned about Iran, what Iran is up to right now, and we'll see what happens, because they, in no uncertain terms, have said that Iran is not going to get a nuclear bomb developed on their watch, and they're very close to doing that.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, I think each day we're on the precipice of whether or not the Israelis will determine that something else needs to be done. They will act. I'm absolutely confident of that. They will act if they really feel they have to. Their very existence is at stake with Iran trying to develop these weapons. But what Iran will probably want to have, according to the Israelis, is more concessions from the West. Now, from a political perspective, I'm thinking that the Biden administration doesn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole before the midterms, because it opens them up to a lot of criticism. After the midterms, they may want to try to force through some other kind of deal. But I think, I don't think we'll see anything before November.
Now, when you have a shipload of containers that come into, say, the Long Beach, California port, how do they get shipped to the East Coast?
Well, in many ways, I think they go on rail.
That's right. And it works the same way when they come in down in the Gulf States and when they come in on the East Coast when they have to go very long distances and there's a whole bunch of containers, correct?
Right.
Well, the U.S. and the freight railroads now are preparing for a potential strike disruption as the container shipments will all but stop wherever they're at. They'll be put on sidings or whatever. The trains will stop if they go on strike. And this is not going to be pretty based on the just-in-time attitude that we have here in this country with the big retailers and the big storage places, because a lot of stuff is going to be stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere on a train.
Well, that's right. They've got about a week or so before their deadline occurs. They've been talking, Captain, for about 2 years. We're talking about 115,000 workers. They continue to be in an impasse, of course. And yes, if they were to stop, this would be a major interruption. However, that being said, there could be congressional intervention. Even President Biden created a team, evidently, to look into this or try to facilitate this. So it's in nobody's best interest to have this kind of strike happen, but it is a real possibility if the deadline passes and they have nothing.
And this also includes, and we'll get involved, the trucks that come into the ports where they offload the containers and load them on the rail trailers. The truck trailers, sorry, for the containers to be hauled on. This also includes the trucks, so they'll be tied up too. So this is not going to be pretty if they can't get this resolved quickly.
That's exactly right. Yeah, real bad.
Now, the Navy has put in a FOIA request asking the, I think it's the Department of Homeland Security has this stuff, do not release the UFO videos because it would harm national security.
Yeah, this is real interesting. You know, like never before, Captain, we've been getting a lot more reports about some of these, well, which are essentially they call them unidentified flying objects. We don't know that they're necessarily extraterrestrial unidentified flying objects, but they're something. And we're getting a lot more reports about these things, a buzzing around the ships and so forth. So there is a national security component. Whether or not it's E.T., we don't know yet. There's a lot more to come out.
Speaking of buzzing around the ships, you've been buzzed, so hang on, and folks will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have this familiar voice take us to break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, and the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless
America. Got cut off. Well, I don't know why that happened. All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that operate Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about it for over 8 years. The reason I talk about it is because it works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me saying a word. Now, they're on a mission right now, folks, a real mission to get as many people out of pain as they can by trying Relief Factor. And the way you do it is very simple. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and you sign up for the three-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. Now, that's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And I'll tell you what, most everybody that I've talked to has had some sort of relief with Relief Factor, and they wind up sticking with it. So, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, wrist, ankle, leg, whatever it happens to be, or maybe your job every day sends you home with aches and pains, muscles that hurt, this, that, and the other, then I'm going to suggest that you try the three-week quick start Relief Factor for $19.95. Now, the website to get it at is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, because all you have to lose is pain. And Kyle even knows that we tell everybody what, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. All you have to lose is pain.
You're right. Right. And $19.95 gets you out of it. So there you go. Well, Mr. Kyle, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that oil prices, you ready for this?
Yep.
Could spike in winter. Shazam, shazam. They spike every winter.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, this winter will be, you're going to see, of course, a lot of cutbacks in the European Union. They won't be buying the Russian oil, per se. And so that's also, I think, part of this issue, too.
Are you following oil right now?
Not with the prices at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, over the weekend, the price of West Texas crude went up $3.25 a barrel. It's up to $86.79. Now, that's still low, but it's up to $86.79. Brent crude went up $3.69 a barrel, starts the day at $92.84. Now, that's not very high, but it's high enough. And then you've got what's happened to gasoline. When we started last week off, you know what gasoline was going for wholesale at the refinery?
What was that?
$2.31 a gallon. Do you know what it's going for this morning?
What's that?
$2.43. That's an increase of 12 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may not be enough to raise the price at the gas pumps, but then again, it might. And if it does, remember, they never raise the price of gas just exactly what the gas went up. They always seem to jack it up even higher than that. So if they do, we could see 20 cents a gallon, 25 cents a gallon in the next few days. We could see. Not saying we're going to see. I'm saying we could see.
Very much so. Well, I know just in my local area, Captain, a few days ago, filled up my gas tank. It was $5.19. The next day, it was $5.29. So go figure. I mean, it's all over the place.
They raised the price because of what I just told you.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, but it's significant. And when you look at the little board where they have the gas prices listed as you drive by the station, it has an effect on how you feel about your finances, about going to the grocery store, about doing anything else because gas is going up again. It's something that's very important in terms of perception.
Well, it was just a matter of time before we had another Republican come on board and chastise Joe Biden's speech last week. Senator Tim Scott said that Biden's speech to the country was soul-crushing and didn't unify anybody.
Yeah, and that's putting it nicely.
Right.
That's putting it nicely, you know. Oh, my gosh, Captain, can you imagine the absolute misstep that this was? How could they have possibly been sitting around a conference table in the White House West Wing saying, let's do this speech. It'll be really great. And there'll be red lights and Marines will be there. And Biden will just kind of look really almost crazy. And it'll be great. I just can't imagine that.
Now, remember last week we talked about some of these refugees that are in this country that were not vetted at all?
Right, of course.
Well, wait till you hear this one. 41,000 of the 80,000 resettled Afghan refugees that are currently in the United States are in the workforce earning a paycheck.
Well, if you'll allow me a little bit of levity here, Captain, I think that would the White House say, well, that's jobs being created, you know. But that being aside, yeah, it's very interesting. It's, you know, very interesting. And again, we don't even really know exactly who the folks are that came over on the airplanes.
No, we don't. We really don't. And it's amazing that, you know, they got them in the workforce. They got them doing that. They got them, they're collecting taxes from them. Of course, that's always what they want to do. And they're probably telling them exactly what to do and prompting them with their voting habits and all that stuff. We know that's all coming too, don't we?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. Up, up, and away, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Yeah.
Now, do you remember former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio?
Well, yeah, we try to forget about him, but yeah.
he was quite a piece of work, right?
Yeah, Comrade de Blasio.
Well, he took a little trip over to Harvard, and he's been talking on the campus. They brought him over there to talk to the students about democratic socialism and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And the Harvard students have come out and said they're very unimpressed by the former New York Mayor, Bill de Blasio.
Well, that can only mean, Captain, that there's hope, right, for the next generation. There's hope for America. If you have young people, college-age students, and they're not impressed by de Blasio and his ridiculous nonsense, that's a good sign. It's a great way to start the week.
Or it could mean that their whole view on things is worse than de Blasio's.
Well, that's true. Yeah, the opposite could be true as well, that they're thinking he's not quite crazy enough for us yet.
Now, remember, we talked about the Chicago situation and that flash floods had hit the Chicago metro area, stranding a bunch of cars over the weekend, especially yesterday. That situation is still fluent over there. There's still a bunch of flooding going on. There's still rain going on. So they have to be very, very careful. All the 18-wheelers going through Chicago, north, south, east, west, you need to be very careful.
Absolutely. We even had some mud-related issues here in Southern California. I know out in San Bernardino they were having a lot of flooding issues along, I think, the 210 freeway. But there was one particular place where a mudslide stranded a bunch of cars. They had to go in, rescue the people, about 50 of them, and then they're going to have to drag those cars out of the mud. That happens very quickly.
And that's never a bunch of fun.
No.
Because, by the way, you always wonder where those cars are going to wind up after they drag them out of there, because a lot of the insurances will wind up totaling them.
Right. That's right. And then they could be resold at some point.
They clean them up. And a few years ago, I can remember when they had all the floods in Missouri, they cleaned them up and they shipped hundreds of them to Florida to be resold.
Right, and then you find out that your car that you're buying is it was
a flood vehicle,
flood damage,
a flood vehicle,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there you go. So who knows what's next here? Speaking of what's next, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break. But when we come back, I'm going to tease this. The Ukraine is seeing much bigger victories than what they thought, and Putin's hold on Russia is now at risk. We're going to tell you what that's all about, because there's another story that's just surfaced here in the last few minutes that came out about Putin and the problems that he's got at home with the Russian Federation that could actually wind up falling as a result of what's going on in the Ukraine right now. And we'll just have to see what the story is. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. Ceremonies in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania remembered the 9/11 terrorist attacks from 2001. President Biden touted the killing of two al-Qaeda leaders during his speech at the Pentagon, vowing to disrupt terrorist activities wherever they exist.
The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh after a long, solemn procession on Sunday. King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla will be there on Monday. Ukrainian troops continue to press forward as the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant captures the most attention due to it being at the center of the fighting. The Zaporizhia plant has shut down its last operational reactor as a safety precaution. Barbarian topped the box office this weekend with $10 million. Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, Bullet Train, Top Gun Maverick, and DC League of Super Pets round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eastern to hear the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff. And by the way, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, go over there, trot on into the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and save yourself a whole bunch of money on whatever it is you might like to get in there, including those brand-new all-season slippers for $29.98. And they are really something. Now, remember, all you got to do is buy one item, and you get Mike Lindell's new book free with any purchase. Don't forget, that's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. All righty, let's go to the phone line because we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics first. Okay, Kyle, you're there?
I'm here.
All right, we've got one of our callers that has got something to say, so let me go on over here. We've got Anthony in Tampa. So, Anthony, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, when Biden went on a spew demonizing the MAGA, he seemed to overlook, and of course it's obvious because when he was locked away before taking the office, consulting with his assigned demon, he seems to have forgotten that those in MAGA consist of those patriots who existed way before Trump came into play. Trump, a guy who pretty much had seen the direction this country was being led into, and he took the front. He took the challenge. He had the gut, if I fire in the gut and took the challenge and pretty much put behind all the GOP candidates were running against him, because he was a guy who had pure intentions for this country. If the guy stood up, and you have to respect him for that. Let's not forget, you know, patriots have existed way before Trump came to office. So he seems to have been demonizing not only MAGA, but he's been demonizing Reagan conservatives and even those who believe in the principles that our founding fathers laid out for us and who sacrificed. So let's not forget too soon those who are pretty much on the demonizing side. He pretty much leveled against us in that dark setting that was pretty much inspired by the devil. Let's have a deep message, a heavy message. Let's get watchful. Let's get active. Let's get vocal. And let's get voting, man. Let's get this mob out of the office. Let's dispose of this administration, because we're a country's in peril and we can't put up with it. Not another run by a Democrat. By no means. God forbid. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Anthony. Okay, what do you think, Kyle?
No, I appreciate Anthony's call. I think that one of the things that President Biden was trying to do with that speech, which was weird and eerie and all these different things, was, of course, to go after not only Donald Trump, but to go after those who supported the ideas that Donald Trump put forward. And that's because Trump is a true man of the people. We haven't seen a politician quite like that in a very, very, very long time. And it just upends too much in Washington for what they call permanent Washington, basically. And so that's why I think they're trying to demonize Trump completely and anybody who ever voted for him.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Joe Biden yesterday, the wonderful philosopher that he was giving a speech at the Pentagon, a 9/11 speech, and he blew through 2 moments of silence when he was supposed to be quiet and reflect and let everybody reflect for a couple seconds, and he just blew right through it. Now, that's one hell of a leader.
Well, and it shows that it's getting worse, you know, his because he's reading the teleprompter. But, Captain, on of all day of all days, 9/11, when it says, now a moment of silence,
yeah,
you know.
And he read it instead of doing it.
Right, exactly. So if he can't comprehend that on the fly at a 9/11 memorial service, then there's some bigger problems going on here.
Boy, is there. And it was noticed. It was noticed by the people that were in attendance. I didn't hear the speech, but I've got a copy of what he did. But it is what it is, I guess. Now, let's talk about something about immigration here. Border sheriffs all the way from California to Arizona over to New Mexico and Texas are just blasting Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. And they're blasting her after her sanctuary city that she has declared an emergency over the migrant buses that were coming there. Now, do you know how many buses she's actually seen so far?
How many?
10. Do you know how many people that represents?
How much?
About 500 to 600.
Okay.
And every day, these border sheriffs and these border towns have to deal with literally 10,000, 12,000, 13,000 people from one end of the border to the other coming across the border illegally. Every day they have to deal with that. And she's bitching about 600 people?
Well, that's because all the stuff they're talking about being a sanctuary city is just a lot of rhetoric. Because obviously, I mean, why, Captain, don't they have a welcome wagon to where the buses pull up in Chicago,
yeah,
and say, welcome to Chicago, we're a,
yeah,
sanctuary city,
yeah,
here's your stuff.
But here's the deal. Chicago is a sanctuary city in a sanctuary state.
Well, of course. Right. Exactly. So
the whole state is a sanctuary.
Border. Right. And appeal to the state government. State government, we need assistance. And don't just go after the governor of Texas. because the governor of Texas has, you know, they're not a sanctuary state. So he's just trying to facilitate the movement to a sanctuary city or sanctuary state. And the hypocrisy is just absolutely off the charts. And, you know, it's just showing exactly where the liberal left is coming from when they talk about sanctuary city. I guess they mean somebody else will have to take care of the people that we're saying we're for taking care of.
And she took the last couple of buses that came in and had her police officers escort the buses out of town and take them to an area outside of Chicago and drop them off in the suburbs.
Well, that's just mean, you know. I tell you, I mean,
yeah, they wanted to come to the big city, not the little one.
That's right. So, I mean, and now she's impeding their trek across America to the place that they wanted to go. It just goes on and on, doesn't it, Captain? This level of craziness. And for these mayors and D.C. mayor as well, to go on and on the way that they are, it just shows they're not really sanctuary cities.
Well, you're right. And, it's again, something that none of us will understand, I'm sure. Right?
Well, no, but they're happy to have thousands, like you mentioned, thousands influx along the border, but those are far, far away from D.C. and Chicago. No big deal to them. It's all fine. And then they get to criticize Republicans or conservatives for how they're not being nice to the illegal immigrants that come across the border when they're rejecting them out of hand. It's just really something.
Right. Now, the country that we live in, folks, we all know is in trouble. The country that we love, that we want to be a part of. And, yeah, we want to make America great. We want to keep America great. We want America to be the greatest. And anybody that doesn't, I'll help you leave. I'll help you freaking leave the country. We don't want you. We don't need you. You can be part of the solution, or you can get the hell out of the way and just leave, just flat out leave, because you're not helping. You're making the situation worse.
Well, what exactly? Or they want to retool America into something that doesn't look like America in the sense of the structure, the society, how it's governed, this kind of stuff. They're really serious about that. But America, it is a melting pot. It is a nation of immigrants, but it's under the rubric of the red, white, and blue in the United States Constitution. That will not change.
Now, I got a question here from Wayne. Wayne's not telling me where he's at. He's saying, is it true that the Russian army is in shambles right now because of the offensive by the Ukrainian forces? To a certain degree, Wayne, yes. Is it totally in shambles? No. But they've had a number of Russian forces not only get captured, but also desert and leave the army. And I don't know where they went. And I don't think the Russians know where they went. All right, hold that thought, everybody. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after these messages coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Whatever comes our way, yeah, I'm gonna make it.
motorcycles that I was being led by yesterday on my way into the great event that we had over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. We started out with about 40, 45, somewhere around there, maybe 50, a few more picked up along the way as we were moving along. And then as we went through Odessa, which is Craig Gross's hometown, we went through Odessa on our way to pick up West Waters and cut across and go right straight to the Mission Barbecue. We had some more jump on board, and by the time we got there, we had over 60 motorcycles that were leading the way. And, wow, that was that was interesting, to say the least. And thanks to all those great men and women that had to put up with me, so to speak, for several miles along the route. But we love them, and they did a great job. And again, Wade Whiskey, you're the best. We appreciate you organizing that with George and the gang and whoever else was involved in that. Okay, so going to go over here to Kyle Warren. Mr. Kyle, what's going on in the weather today?
Well, Captain, we've got several areas of some pretty heavy rain. This is going to be near the Phoenix area, just a little west of Phoenix now, coming out I-10 or I-8, especially over near Lake Havasu City, just south of Kingman. We've got a lot of rain there going on. Rain on the Interstate 15. This is going to be just north of Baker. So you start coming up that incline right outside Baker if you're going north towards Las Vegas, and you're going to be in rain. Also rain at the state line there. Also, aerial flood warnings. Flood watches. This is going to be north of Las Vegas, all the way up to the border with Idaho. So this is going to be up in the Battle Mountain area, Elko as well. Now, west of that, we've got the smoke from the mosquito fire that can be impacting your journey across I-80. Also, smoke and haze up in northern Wyoming near Cody, also along I-25 near Buffalo, a little bit south of that. Helena and Missoula and Great Falls, Montana, also reading haze, and of course air quality alerts down near Medford, Oregon tonight, Captain.
Hard to believe a bunch of mosquitoes that cause that much smoke.
That's right.
Burning mosquitoes.
That's right.
Just had that to say. All right. All right, let's get going here. Let's see. Minnesota, up there from Duluth west, about 100 miles, right along the Canadian border. You've got a frost advisory up here tonight, so a little chilly up there. Also parts of it up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And then when you come over into Wisconsin tonight, you've got some fog up Green Bay area, up towards the upper peninsula again of Michigan. Works its way up that way. You've got some rain and some flooding going on in the southeastern corner of Wisconsin, which includes Milwaukee and Monroe, and down into Chicago and right around Chicago, right around the loop. You've got some areas of rain and some areas of flooding. And again, remember, we told you about the flooding earlier. Some cars are still stranded, and they haven't got them all out of the way yet, so be careful. I'm not sure what the interstate highway is going to look like, but I would probably avoid downtown Chicago like the plague, and I'd go around Chicago instead of going through Chicago, if I could possibly do that. Now, there is some fog on Lake Michigan tonight. There's also some flooding going on in the south shore of Michigan, from Gary over to the Michigan line. West side of Michigan, you've got some flooding there right along the coastline. And moving over into, let's see here, moving over into southeastern Pennsylvania right now, we've got flooding to the west of Philadelphia, probably around Valley Forge and out that way, with some flooding there. In addition, Jersey, you've got some flooding there. You've got some flooding in Maryland, up in the mountains of Maryland, where it's currently raining. And South Jersey, you've got some rain and some flood advisories there. You have fog in the mountains of Virginia tonight. If you're coming up I-81, out of Tennessee, you're going to run into some heavy, dense fog, and it's going to be there for a while, so you'll have to slow down for that, I am sure. And then again, along the North Carolina mountains area there, you've got some fog as well. Keep looking here. We've got more weather on down along the Gulf of Mexico. There's some hit or miss fog around New Orleans, some hit or miss fog down below Houston, down to the border, starting with Galveston, then bounces on down through there. So that's what we're looking at tonight for weather. So just be advised and slow down. If you can't see, remember, nobody else can either, so slow down. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there, see what they have to offer, and become a member of the Drivers Club and save you some money on your fuel and get you some discounts back that you can use later along the line, points that you can use just like dollars to save money on different things that they have to offer. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Question. Ready?
Okay.
We had September 11th happen 21 years ago. Of course, everybody was out there. I was out in a big event yesterday. A lot of events went on around the countryside honoring September 11th. And I got to thinking about this as we got into this. I haven't heard anybody say anything about Benghazi, which also happened on September 11th, about 11 years after the attacks of September 11th.
Well, I did a post on the four that died there, and I saw Ted Cruz do one. Other than that, I didn't see anybody else do one. So I tend to agree with you.
So when they say, have we forgotten, well, obviously not about September 11th at a World Trade Center or the Pentagon but or Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but apparently Benghazi is something that's been just covered up. I mean, well, I don't mean covered up, but it's just not talked about.
Well, it was actually somewhat of a cover-up because, remember, it was the hateful videos that caused the attack on the diplomatic post and the clandestine CIA operation.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yep. That was a bunch of nonsense. Bunch of real nonsense, because you know some of the people who tried to egress the embassy and got involved in a big-time firefight, and that is something that's not discussed enough as to what those gentlemen did, and were pretty much left on their own.
Which, you know, too, could also be part and parcel of what Trump may have had that the Department of Justice was worried about, because still to this day, you know, nobody has really been prosecuted for Benghazi. So,
yeah, and they should have started with Hillary Clinton, in my
correct.
Opinion. In my opinion. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more and Denise Simon, too, after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some money to their bills, and this, that, and the other. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.